Meanwhile, the monsters of Boko Haram continue to slander and malign Islam in the pursuit of their own bizarre insurgency in northern Nigeria. The latest tactics of this group, brags about kidnapping women and selling them as wives, has forced young girls to be suicide bombers in at least two open-air markets, while amassing a death toll of victims in their shooting rampage across the Northeast of perhaps 2,000. Joining us is Alexis Okewo, freelance journalist based in Lagos. Alexis, so what's going on? Can you chronicle what we've seen over the past week or so?
Yeah, since last Saturday, there was an attack in a small fishing town in northeast Nigeria. It was not the first time this town had been attacked, but the effect was devastating. Hundreds of people were killed, hundreds of homes and buildings burned, and most of the town tried to flee on foot or by boat or however they could. Boko Haram then occupied the town, and it began over the next couple of days to attack surrounding villages and towns, up to 16. And it's believed that perhaps up to 2,000 people may have been killed. And even if it wasn't 2,000, at least hundreds of people were killed, and that area remains a no-go zone.
Some of the reports suggest that individuals from the village, and I believe it's Baga that you're talking about, were caught in the crossfire as the government's attempt to roll back Boko Haram has been as vicious as anything that we've seen so far.
Yes, in Baga, residents were caught in the crossfire, much like they were in 2013 when Boko Haram attacked Baga in a devastating way. After Boko Haram left the town, the Nigerian military came in and led a crackdown that killed almost 200 people. So the residents of Baga have either been under threat from Boko Haram or from the Nigerian military.
Does Boko Haram want to hold territory in northern Nigeria, or is this a consequence of a chaotic situation?
Well, when Boko Haram first started, it expressed no interest in holding territory or occupying towns, but its thinking has evolved recently. It appears that they're trying to copy the Islamic State, which now has a huge territory in Iraq and Syria. And Boko Haram has also seized a territory that will soon be equal in size, perhaps, if the Nigerian military cannot stop them. What they do now is they attack towns and villages, and they leave a few members there, and they stay there, and they prevent residents from moving around freely and going about their lives as they used to. And this is definitely a new tactic that they're doing pretty successfully. They've occupied much of the Northeast.
How would you describe this report that young girls were enlisted to be suicide bombers?
This wasn't the first time we had heard about young girls being used as suicide bombers. That was late last year when a young girl, about 13 years old, told reporters in Kano, a city in northern Nigeria, that her father had enlisted her to be a suicide bomber for Boko Haram. She said her father was a Boko Haram member, but that she refused. And at that time, a few other child bombers had been used by Boko Haram. So it seems that this is something that they're doing now, along with using female bombers. Over the weekend, there was a young woman bomber on Saturday, and then two more on Sunday in another northeastern state. So it just seems Boko Haram is getting more brutal and vicious.
Alexis, no one would say that Boko Haram is actually working with Al-Qaeda or ISIS, but it seems that their imitation of the terrorists in the Middle East gives them a profile that they wouldn't otherwise have, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, because it's interesting. When Boko Haram began, they began out of very specific conditions against corruption in the Nigerian government, poverty, lack of education, and they were a very local group without any ties to terrorist groups around the world. And what they wanted was an Islamic state, or they wanted Nigeria to be ruled with a more Islamic leanings. But now as time has progressed, no one knows what they want anymore beyond the fact that they take enjoyment in killing and creating havoc. And part of that is imitating these terrorist groups that they see online or through TV of what they're doing, this increased brutality. And so it is disturbing because it's clear that what Boko Haram is doing is not aligned with any particular vision or goal or objective. It's just to be as brutal as possible. And one of those ways is to copy the Islamic State, the gruesome things that they're doing in the Middle East.
Alexis Okewo is a freelance journalist based in Lagos. Thanks so much.
Thank you.